Much like when One Direction saying that they were on break, not breaking up, Big Time Rush kind of did the same thing. Though the show ended in 2013, the band didn't exactly end at the same time. Today, I'm going to be discussing their history and where they are now today. And before looking forward, we have to look back. The group starred in Nickelodeon's hit show Big Time Rush and signed a record deal with Nick Records simultaneously with the television series, and then the group was eventually signed to Columbia Records. For the series, their debut single was Big Time Rush, released on November 29th of 2009. Officially announced by Nickelodeon, the series was first cast in the US in November of that year, until it was eventually released worldwide. It debuted with a 1-hour special preview series, and it is currently the show's opening theme. The series also saw the releases of The Cesars and Any Kind of Guy. They also cover a play song titled Famous. The song was released on iTunes on June 29, 2010. Another song, Halfway There, was released on April 27, 2010, after its premiere on the series. The single soon became their first single to chart on the Billboard Hot 100, peaking at number 93 due to digital sales. On September 21, 2010, Big Time Rush released the promotional single Till I Forget About You to promote the release of their debut album titled BTR, which was released on October 11, 2010. The album debuted at number 3 on the Billboard 200, selling 67,000 copies in its first week of release. The album also peaked on number 4 on the Internet Albums chart and was number 1 on the Soundtracks chart. Its track Big Night debuted on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 79, making it their highest peaking song. The album was later certified gold for sales over 500,000 copies in the US. In November 2010, it was announced that a Christmas special of Big Time Rush would debut later that month and that a Christmas EP would be released to coincide with the episode. On November 30, 2010, they released the holiday EP, Holiday Bundle, with two songs, Beautiful Christmas and the cover of All I Want for Christmas Is You, originally performed by Mariah Carey. On February 15th of 2011, Boyfriend was released as the first official single to mainstream US radio. Boyfriend peaked at number 72 on the Billboard Hot 100, becoming their most successful song to date. Even peaked at number 30 on the Billboard Pop Songs chart in March 2011, and also charted very well in multiple international countries. A remix of Boyfriend, which featured New Boys, was leaked onto the internet. Big Time Rush was nominated for MTV's Breakthrough Band Award honor in 2011 as well. They made several appearances at the Kids' Choice Awards in 2011. Their single Boyfriend was nominated for a Primo's OEA Award in Mexico, similar to the Grammy Awards in the US for Best International Song of the Year, but they lost to Diamonds by Rihanna. The group also announced they will be recording their second studio album just after Nickelodeon renewed the series for the third season. On July 22, 2011, the group released a promotional single, If I Rule the World, featuring IS, in anticipation of their second album, Elevate. Elevate was released on November 21, 2011. It debuted at number 12 on the Billboard 200, selling over 70,000 copies in its first week. Though the album had a lower peak position than their previous debut, Elevate sold far more copies in its first week, respectively, than the previous album did. Their first single, Music Sounds Better With You, was written by Ryan Tedder from OneRepublic, released on November 1st, 2011. The song peaked at number 26 on US mainstream top 40. The second single, Elevate, was released on April 21st, 2012. Their third and last single, Wheels Down, was released on June 25th of 2012, peaking at number 97 on the Hot 100 and at number 35 on the mainstream top 40, making the third top 40 entrance on the chart. To promote the release of their second album, the group had their first headline tour, the Bad With You Tour, which took over 16 dates in several big cities in the U.S. in February and March 2012. JoJo opened for Big Time Rush for the first 5 days, while One Direction opened for 10 of the 16 dates. In February, Big Time Rush announced a national summer tour starting July 5th at the Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. The group announced that they will be starring in their first full-length 2012 film, Big Time Movie. The movie features them traveling to London. In Big Time Movie, the four members head to London for their first world tour, but instead get up in a mission to save the world. The film was released on March 10th of 2012 in the U.S. to theaters, while Germany release was on September 22nd of 2012. Due to the promotion, the group recorded a cover of the Beatles songs and released an EP called Big Time Movie Soundtrack EP. The film received mixed to positive reviews from most contemporary film critics, mainly comparing them to the Monkees and praising their fun, carefree image. The film was a great success, having over 13 million views during their premiere weekend. In 2013, Nickelodeon renewed Big Time Rush for a 13-episode fourth season. Production started on January 7th. The band also released a song titled Like Nobody's Around, which, according to the premiere episode, Big Time Invasion, was outlining the history of professional, successful, and all-American boy bands. The Players, The Temptations, The Jackson 5, New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, and NSYNC. It was sponsored by the British invasion of the rival act, a hugely successful One Direction. On April 15th, in an interview on Cameo, they announced their third studio album, 24/7, which will release sometime in early June 2013, that the fourth season will premiere on May 2nd, 2013. On April 18th, they revealed that 24/7 will be released on either June 4th or June 11th of 2013. On April 20th, 9 tracks from the album plus Song For You, without the Carmen vocals and Gail Wally Smith's vocals, were released. On June 4th, EW released the full 10-song standard version of 24/7 online. The deluxe version of 24/7 also leaked on YouTube, along with a different version of the track Love Me Again. The group has been compared to other boy bands of the time, such as One Direction and The Wanted. Michael O'Connor from The Hollywood Reporter said, "One Direction is, but one group is this resilient and timeless fad. They follow the recent success of fellow Brits, The Wanted, and Nickelodeon's cross-market creation, Big Time Rush. One Direction is fluke. 2. The Wanted is a coincidence. And 3, Big Time Rush is a trend that you want to follow your unborn children." Melinda Newman from the Washington Post stated, "In the great tradition of boy bands, D.I.X. share certain traits with their similarly manufactured pop ancestors. Members of The Wanted and Big Time Rush auditioned for their parts at casting call. The members of One Direction were put together by Simon Cowell after trying individually on the British edition of The X Factor. However, she positively compared them to the Monkees by saying, Big Time Rush is similar to the Monkees, with its own TV series as a launchpad, and the group appeals to kids, tweens, teens, and adults. They are also credited as the pop group that have once again restored credibility, relevance, and for relaunching boy bands back into the public eye once again." In Parade Magazine's 2012 poll, Big Time Rush was voted the best boy band in the world, topping One Direction and The Wire. Over 800,000 votes were cast. The band was featured on the cover of the August 5, 2012 issue of Parade, which was a national top seller. An interview with Forbes says highlighting the group's win that conceded with the honor was featured in the same issue. The magazine's website also featured the group among its list of greatest boy bands of all time, along with NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys. Big Time Rush have been honored and recognized multiple times by media outlets throughout their time as a group due to their extreme worldwide popularity and success, along with being heavily credited as one of the bands that helped bring back the boy band wave. The Washington Times magazine ranked Big Time Rush number 15 of their top 20 best boy bands of the decade in 2012, and number 28 on Pop Goes the Charts website list of the top 40 boy bands of the past 25 years in 2013. To Toronto Sun, Carlos talked about the group's impact on both music and television. "I think the music could stand alone, but I don't know if it will be as powerful. The show has been definitely our main audience. We have 4 million kids watching. So when you put a song out, 4 million kids hear it. When you put a song on the radio, you're not going to have 4 million people listening. It's a blessing and a curse being on Nickelodeon. It's gotten us where we are now. Though some people are standoffish to us because of that. But we have to be grateful that Nickelodeon gave us this opportunity. Abandoning a show would not be the best idea." Then 24/7 was released on June 11th of 2013. The album cover and tracklist were revealed on April 29th of that year. Was less commercially successful than Elevate. It includes singles such as 24/7 and the rock ballad We Are. They were still nominated for World's Best Group, Best Album, and Best Live Act for the ceremony in Monte Carlo, Monaco at the Cell Des Etoiles venue for the 22nd Annual World Music Awards for their continuing global success with the band and their 24/7 release. It was later confirmed the same night after the award show that they won the World's Best Live Act trophy, making them the first and only Nickelodeon act and or artist in history to win a World Music Award trophy. In 2013, at the end of the run of Big Time Rush, the group continued to tour until March 2014, and later put the band on indefinite hiatus, went on to pursue solo careers. Smith stated at the time that they would like to come back together again as a band if they have an opportunity. Kendall later reformed the band Headfirst Drive with Dustin Bell in May 2013. So, what have the other members been up to? Carlos has been definitely kept busy since BTR. He got married to Alexa Panavega, has two children. He even starred in three Hallmark movies with Alexa, proving their ultimate couple goals. Besides that, he also starred in TV shows and movies including The Loud House, Trouble, Sleepaway, A Midnight Kiss, Life Sentence, Killing Us All, Spare Parts, and more. He also landed the lead role of Kinnicky in the Grease Live special. He also dropped a Spanish single called Electrical in 2014 and competed on season 21 of Dancing with the Stars alongside Alexa. BTR was just the beginning for James. Since then, he starred in C-1, Squester, Caesar Yesterday, 48 Hours to Live, Love Exclusively, Our Show Bingo, Bachelor Alliance, Room for Murder, and more. He also got four movies he's working on at the moment. So yeah, the list seriously goes on and on. He also appeared in a few reality show competitions, including Dancing with the Stars and Celebrity Big Brother. Oh, and he's also working on solo music. He dropped his debut album, How I Like It. His 2017, his newest single, Love You Sober, came out in 2019 in April. And it's a total bop if you ask us. He dated actress Gabrielle Lopez for almost a year before splitting back in 2019. After BTR ended, Logan took some time away from the spotlight to focus on his personal life. But in January 2017, he came back and released his first solo single, Sleepwalker. Since then, he dropped a bunch of hits and released his debut album, Echoes of Departure and The Endless Street of Dreams Part 1 in May 2018. Logan was leaked to Carlos' sister-in-law, Mackenzie Vega, for 2014 to 2016, but since then, he's been reportedly single. Then on April 20th, 2020, the band reunited virtually as they uploaded a video on the band's social media platform, shared some wishes to their fans about the COVID-19 pandemic. On June 16th, they released an acoustic cover of Worldwide. So, like I said, they were pretty successful as the band. But, will we ever see a full comeback from Big Time Rush? Maybe we'll just have to wait out. I mean, the future can be pretty bright for the boys. Alright guys, that's it for this episode of Worthy Now. Do y'all miss Big Time Rush? I mean, we all used to watch that show when it was on Nickelodeon. But now, these days, Nickelodeon does have had many shows that we enjoyed, like the early days, with iCarly, Victorious, Drake, Josh, and stuff. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoy, and let's just hope that there will be a real comeback for Big Time Rush. Anyway, I'll see you guys.